again, thank you for your for coming and playing, and we'll see y'all soon. This is W2TTT.
WI2W from K2EIR.
I'm here. How are you? Pick a frequency.
Okay. I'm wondering whether we can make it on 5-2 or 5-5 or something like that, so we don't tie up the repeater. Otherwise, you know, maybe we should stand by and see if people want to use this repeater, and if not, then we can use it.
I have you at about S3, a little bit of noise, but copyable on the input, so we can go to 5-2 or go to 5-5.
Okay, stand by a moment. I want to up my power and then have you check, and I want to make sure I can hear you too. Just stand by a moment. Okay, so this is full power here. Does that improve things on the input?
Yeah, no problem at all, Howard. You should hear me fine, so you can check the input. I can give you a little more power, but this is probably good enough. Over.
Okay, you're about half scale on the input. The problem is the same noise that I'm trying to get rid of on HF is there too, and it's also about half scale, so you're barely readable. Let me just check 5-2 and see if I hear any noise on there. Sometimes it's frequency selective. Stand by a moment.
How about now? Now I give you a little bit more power here. That's about 150 watts, so is that any better?
Yeah, it's better, but I need a little bit more audio gain.
All right, I'll have to shout on the mic then. Let's go over to 5-2, okay?
WA2QBC disconnected. KD2FTP disconnected.
K2EIR, WI2W.
Okay, I've been calling you on 5-2 and not hearing anything.
Yeah, I heard you on 5-2, but you weren't hearing me, so that's not going to work. We should probably stay here.
Okay, since I'm on high power and don't need it, let me bring this down again and we'll stay here. We'll take another standby in case somebody else wants the machine first. Standby. Okay, back on low power. Is there anybody else who needs the machine, or can Steve and I proceed if you need it? Speak up. Nothing heard. I think we're okay, Steve. It's getting pretty late, so there usually isn't very much activity this time. So what I have in mind is to tune, both of us tuning 40 meters, and maybe I can choose someone to call, and I don't know if it's going to work. Basically, I don't want to talk too much on the air about my antenna, but it's, let's put it this way, it's linear loaded, random length wires in the form of a doublet, but sort of at right angles. Each end is sort of at right angles. It's weird, so I don't know how much cancellation I'll get or whether it'll succeed in working out, but I'd like to give it a try.
Sure, okay. Why don't we try to hook up on 40, so pick a fair frequency, and I'll meet you there.
Okay, I'm not too, I'm not expecting that we'll both be able to hear each other on 40, but we can try. Let me get the HF rig down there. Okay, and let me turn on, well, yeah, I'll turn that on. Okay, stand by a minute, and I'll turn around. Okay, I may be running into this problem that many people have of picking up the wrong mic. 7166 looks pretty good. It might be a little something a little bit off to one end. You know, I don't know if someone's 2 kilohertz off or 2 kilohertz down. Let me actually look for whoever I'm hearing. It's not consistent, so... yeah, I don't know. So let me go back. What did I say? 7166... how about that?
Go to 168. Go to 17168.
Okay, I'm there. Want me to call you there?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's Steve, I did copy you there, but, you know, you were not budging the S-meter, but at least we know that frequency's okay. I could call CQ there.
Actually, try 167. There is somebody just crowding out the edge. Go to 167.
Sure, K2VIR, I'll call you. Okay, I'm back. Let's figure out another place. Okay, I'm going to start tuning the band. You can do the same if you want. Okay, 30 seconds of listening doesn't prove anything, but I'm thinking of 7140.
Try 172, Howie. Go to 172. That looks clear.
Okay, I have that tuned in. I'll try calling you again. Steve, what did you say you were hearing? Because I've turned on my speech processor on the HF rig, and I don't know if that'll help you.
Yeah, it picked it up a little. This is WI2W.
Okay, well, now the question is what to do next. It isn't that I want to work you. I want to get reports from a distance station and seeing how it might compare to you, especially if you were down at 100 watts.
Well, that's easy to do, but I'm also running a wire in the trees, so. But I'll kick down to 100 and call CQ, see if you can scare anything up.
Roger, K2VIR. Steve, do you know who's calling me on 7172?
Stand by, I'll be gone on 40.
KD2VOR, KB2TIA, mobile.
Good morning, Steve. KD2VOR.
Good morning, Rocky. How are you on this foggy and misty early morning?
I'm good. Well, we got nothing like that going on over here. We got no moisture. Feels a little damp, but not too bad over here.
Well, I'd almost classify it as a light rain, but a little more towards mist and fog everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's usually the way it works sometimes when it starts clearing out over here. it still has to go across the island. I've seen that many times.
I haven't seen the weather, but I hope it's good on Saturday. My daughter's making communion.
Oh, that's nice. But, yeah, rain's not good on a communion or confirmation day, that's for sure.
Nope, not with her head done up and the dress and all that. I hate getting dressed up, especially in bad weather.
I hate getting dressed up in any weather.
Well, I'm forced to wear a suit at work all week, and then when the weekend comes and I have to wear a suit for any reason, I'm like, ah. I am the most anti-suit guy you'll ever meet. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I'm walking around in jean shorts and what do you call it, Grateful Dead t-shirt.
Hey, you do what you gotta do. You know, if you want to feel comfortable, that's what you do.
Well, it's getting heavier. It's changing the rain now as I'm heading north. Anyway, what's going on? I feel like I'm so out of touch lately. I haven't been on the radio too much.
Nothing much. The radio was kind of dead yesterday. Not many people on. You know, later in the afternoon it was a little bit. Charlie, of course, wasn't there because he had to pick his son up, but it was kind of a slow day on the radio yesterday. I had it on all day. I really didn't talk to too many people.
I don't imagine he's going to work tonight, is he?
As far as I know, he's going into work today. I'm not too sure on that.
Well, that's dedication. Driving to and from Washington and missing out on sleep and everything, going to work. So that's a rough one.
Well, 82 BOR. You should know about that, being rough with no sleep and everything.
Yep. Happens with my family every so often when they'll want to come out here and they don't want to take the railroad. So I'm like, okay, so I have to drive in an hour and a half, pick you up, drive an hour and a half back home, you know, or drive them home when they stay over. Like this weekend I'm going to have 3 house guests, you know, and then drive them in before I go to work. You know, it's a little much sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's part. I guess that's part of family life and having kids. And come on, let's go. Communion and confirmation and stuff is big stuff in the families, you know.
Yep, and you know, anything for your kids. So you do what you got to do. But I have my sister, my brother, and maybe my nephew all expected to stay over this weekend. So it's going to be a little crowded in my little Cape Cod.
I imagine you'll be up on your radio all night while they have a place to sleep, or you'll be sleeping in your shack.
Well, I'll tell you, I've stopped those off in the shack, but so far, since we have this house, I don't think I've fallen asleep in the shack, actually, out cold, you know, fall asleep. You know, you start the knot off and so forth, and I usually clear these guys. But I can't say as I think I have flown a suit in a while in front of the radio.
I can't help falling asleep in my little shack at home. My little table with all my stuff on it's right next to my bed.
Okay, Rock. My wife is off tomorrow, so I don't know how much radio time I'll get. And all the last-minute preparations for the communion and the party. I'll see if I can jump on while I'm in the mobile. It's nice having the dual bander in the car. I'm in my driveway right now, so I'll clear with you,
and remains to be seen if I get back on the radio. So the 73 Rock, always a pleasure.
Hey, very good, Steve. You and the family have a nice day tomorrow if I don't talk to you. And just have a good one. Hope it doesn't rain for your daughter. 73. Talk to you later. KD2, be warm.
Well, it's Saturday morning, and the party's Saturday evening. So that's what I'm hoping for. Good weather. 73 Rock, KB2 TIA. I'll be QRT.
Today to get him, but my wife couldn't get the day off. She's
got some sort of presentation at school. It's like science fair day or something, and she really wanted to be there. She's grade level leader. She gets extra money for doing that. It means she's got to organize all these little activities that they have. So she really couldn't take today off. So that's why we did it Thursday, because believe me, I'd much rather have a 3-day weekend. Even though having a day off, it was a pretty grueling day yesterday. It would have been a lot easier if I was at work.
Yeah, very good. Steve was out there before. He doesn't know if he's going to be back on. I think he's got to try to get some sleep tonight. They got a big day Saturday with his daughter's christening, and they got a party over his house. He said he's going to be pretty busy.
I don't think it's his daughter's christening. Probably her first communion. Christening is when you're born, right? When you're an infant.
I'm sorry. I meant to say first communion. Communion, confirmation, they're all the same.
Yeah, I just went through my niece's... is it my niece? What the hell would she be? Yeah, I guess my niece's confirmation. My wife was her sponsor. Then we got Mother's Day. I got to stop and get a card. A couple of cards. I got to get something from the boys. And then I'm going to get her a manicure and probably a purse. She needs one. She doesn't like that. She bitches about the one all the time that she has now. So I'm going to see what I can find for her. I hate picking them out because that's, you know, that's something that she really should pick out to her personal preference. But I've done pretty good in the past. It's raining nicely over here. Anyway, I'm ready to pull in for the coffee, so I'll be back in a minute. KD2BORN1LU Mobile.
Okay, very good. Steve said it was raining too, but I don't have anything here. KD2BOR.
Okay, that's a little bit better. KD2BOR and 1LU Mobile.
Charlie, I'll get right back to you. I got somebody here. KD2BOR.
I'll be here, N1LU, Mobile. Buenos dias. Guten Tag. Good morning, Don. How's it going?
I'm lying down here fiddling around with my new iPhone.
Oh, okay, very good. You'll have to text me or send me your number somehow. And, good, now you can get pictures on your phone and all sorts of good things.
Yeah, I got the Apple 5S, I guess, so far. That's the top of the line. And I don't have an instruction manual with it. Didn't come with one. So I'm going to take, in my area here, they have free classes. And give me a chance to go out and meet some new people and learn this phone to the level that I want.
I guess you have Verizon as a carrier.
Yes, that is correct.
Good. That means if I call you, it doesn't go against my minutes. I have unlimited. Verizon to Verizon, I forgot what they call it, in-network, whatever, time. Yeah, that's a nice phone. I'm hoping to get one in July. We found out in checking out how to put a claim in on my son's iPhone 5, we found out that my wife and I can probably work out a deal and get a new phone in July, because we were telling them how much we don't like the Windows phone, so we're thinking of getting the iPhone 5. So we'll see what happens. But we have a new phone coming from my son. We have the insurance on it, and his is all broken and destroyed and in terrible shape. And so we put the claim in, and even with the insurance, it still costs $160 to replace the phone. But if you had to go out and buy a new one, it would cost you quite a bit more than that, so I guess we're not doing too bad with that. So that's coming today. We called them yesterday on the way back up from D.C., and they're overnighting it, and he's going to get it sometime today.
Okay, very good. Let's see, this one with the services I have, it's $83 a month, so it does, I do have a lot of apps, etc.
Got to get Echolink in there. That's pretty good. Well, we've got four smartphones, and our bill's in the mid-200s a month.
Okay, I guess it's some kind of a family plan.
Yeah, they said there's a new plan out there where we can do better with our data sharing. So we're going to call about that soon. I don't know when. My wife does all that. I'm no good when it comes to that stuff. She's pretty good. But yeah, it's a family plan. So it's not too bad. But I'll be glad when they're paying for their own bills.
Okay, today yesterday I had to go to Fidelity Investments, Route 17 in Paramus. And, boy, this guy's pretty sharp. He put a nice plan together for me, and how to save over the years, etc. And, let's see, I guess I'm good till I'm 89 or 90. I can live okay. And, after that, I would still get like, close to $1,000 a month plus Social Security when I reach 89 or 90.
Sorry about that. Just watching this cop, see if he's coming after me. I didn't see him, and I kind of zoomed by him, and when I saw him, I applied my brakes. That was probably the wrong thing to do, but kind of bring attention to myself, but he doesn't appear to be interested in me. That's cool. That sounds nice. 89 or 90, yeah. That's a ways off.
Oh, I don't know if I'll make it. And so the first pictures I took was at the Fox and Hunt in Magella, the bartender. I took a picture of her, and I took a picture of Georgie.
Oh, very nice. I wonder how those cameras hold up. That's one of the nice things about the camera that I have. It's supposed to be one of the best on the cell phone that I have. It's got one of the better cameras. I really do like the pictures that it takes. But I'll sacrifice that for a better phone. You know, that's a little bit more app appropriate. This thing, all the apps everybody tells me about, I look for them on the Windows phone and I can't find them. You know, they're not compatible with the Windows phone yet. You know, that's because it's a new phone, and I swore I'd never buy anything that new came onto the market. You know, because that's when you get the bugs out of it, when you're the first owner. But they didn't have an iPhone 5 in stock, and I didn't want to wait for it to come to me in a couple of days, so we ended up getting these, and we've regretted it ever since.
The display, this phone is like really thin, compact, and the display is a little bit shorter than some of the Samsungs that I saw, but I'm getting used to it now.
Yeah, that's one good thing about the Windows phone. It's got a fairly large display, so when I surf the internet, it's a little bit easier than it would be on a smaller phone. But anyway, I'm complaining about it. You know, years ago I didn't have a phone, and I certainly didn't have a phone that could go on the internet, so it makes me happy. You know, there's just a few bugs in it that I'm not too crazy about, and every so often I have to reboot it because it's not doing something the right way like it should. But anyway, other than that, it's Friday, thank God. I guess every day is Friday for you.
I have a dental appointment right across the street from the fox hunt at about noon. And, yeah, I could sleep nice and late in the morning. In fact, I just woke up about a half an hour ago and had like a five-hour nap.
That's cool. Jesus, I can't figure out whether I should leave my windshield wipers on or off. I turn them on because it's pouring, and then all of a sudden I hear them squeaking because it stopped raining. Turn them off, and then 5 minutes later, I got to put them back on again. What a ride down to D.C. yesterday. Holy cow, marathon. Left the house 8 in the morning, got home 7:30 at night.
82 VOR.
Take it up, Rocky.
Hey, good evening, Don, or good morning, whatever it is. Just want to let you know I was back. I had somebody stop in here. We were talking for a little bit. How you doing, pal? How's retired life?
It's great. You know, just after two or three days, people are telling me I look good. I don't look stressed out.
Well, they're probably telling you the truth. Okay, I'm glad you're enjoying it already. Don't forget, when we ever get any nice weather, let's get all those antennas and get that truck set up. Over to you, Charlie.
Okay. N1LU Mobile, speaking of antennas, Don, the antennas that you checked are fine. I put a new mount on and checked them again with my Micronta, and they checked out fine. So wasn't the antennas. That's why I didn't want to be changing anything on the antennas. I had a feeling it might be the mount. I've had that mount for a long time. Apparently the coax is bad, or maybe I've closed the trunk on it one too many times. So once I put the new mount on, and when I say new, I don't mean brand new. I mean just a different mount that I had. I've got a few of them laying around. It worked fine, so I got the big silver antenna that you checked. I got that back on the car, and that works the best out of all of them.
WA2ZOZ. Yeah, I thought it would be that. I thought it would be something like that. It's kind of... the odds of both antennas showing the same reading, 3-1. The antenna, the mount that you took off, is that a diamond?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I can buy new cable and take the old one off. The mount is good. It's the cable. It's no good. It's a
C-101. Isn't that the extension?
N1LU Mobile. No, I believe the extension is C110. The part with the connector on it is C101. You can either get C101 3/8, I think, or C101 NMO. Or just C101, which is the UHF.
Okay. Let's see now. That's the cable going into the mount, I guess. I didn't look to see how hard that was to replace, but I guess it's fairly easy.
Yeah, it's got a large odd-shaped nut that goes on the top. You know, you put the UHF connector through the empty hole in the mount, and then on top of that, there's a nut that screws onto it. It's sort of round, and it's got a squared-off raised edge that you can, you know, grip with a pair of pliers or whatever. And just screw it down, and that's it.
Maybe it would be good for me to purchase one of them for emergencies. I hate to be out on a beautiful, nice day and something happens to the cable going into the mountain. This is WA2ZOC for ID. Rocky, I have a new smartphone now, where I was just telling Charlie about the Apple 5S. Picked it up yesterday, and there's a lot to learn on this phone.
Yeah, I heard you telling Charlie about it. Very good. You got to go to a class. I heard you didn't get a manual with it. Charlie, that C101 that you have the small cable like I do, the 316, or you got heavier cable?
No, I've got the small cable like you.
Yeah, I was just looking around on prices. Ham radio outlet wants $37.95 for that thing. I didn't look any further.
I think cheap ham is the cheapest, I believe. I found it as low as $34. That's about as low as I could find it.
Yeah, I only punched on one site so far, and I saw that. I don't remember what I bought my whole diamond mount, all in one piece with the cable and all that. And then I bought the extension piece, the C110 SMA, because I was using my HT in the truck at first, and I had to buy an adapter for that. But, yeah, that 316 cable works out pretty good.
I'm going underneath the apartment to pick it up with Don. I'll be on in a minute.
Okay, very good. So, Don, when you need some nice weather, yesterday was a disaster.
Yes, it was, but I had the meeting with my financial advisor and at the Fidelity. Then what did I do? Then I went to the Wagon Wheel, had a nice lunch. After that, I stopped off at my favorite liquor store and picked up a small bottle of wine here. And hell, I'm doing pretty good. I still have 3/4 of a bottle.
Hey, Don, just for curiosity's sake, you told me once before, how many years did you quit drinking?
About 3.
Oh, okay. I was under the assumption that it was a little bit more. Oh, no big deal. You gave your body a rest for a while.
Right. I quit smoking 36 years ago.
That was very good. That's a long time.
Yeah, I have some pretty good willpower. The way I stopped smoking, I thought I was having a heart attack. Scared the hell out of me. I started to sweat, had a pain in my chest. Drove over to the hospital, and the problem was I ate too much hot mustard from the Chinese restaurant.
Well, thank God that's all it was. Very good. Let's see if Charlie's back in there. N1LU, KD2BOR.
N1LU Mobile. I'm back. Don, your phone number didn't change, did it?
Well, my cell number definitely changed. That's, what is it? The 0916, that's gone. My home phone has not changed.
All right, when I stop, I'll take a look and see what I have in here. Now, why would your cell phone number change? Did you go to a different carrier?
My old cell phone was a Cablevision phone. That was a company phone. And now that I'm not with them anymore, I got the iPad and I have my own number.
Okay, 0916 is non-existent, all right. I'll delete that. Yeah, I do have your home phone.
Okay, I have to change my email address on QRZ somewhere among this paper chase here. I have my password and everything for QRZ, so maybe later today I'll try to change that, because on QRZ I believe I have cablevision.com, and that's not what I want now.
Yeah, I've changed your new or your email address in my cell phone with the Opt-On Line 1. Now, do you still have my cell phone number?
No, I don't believe I do.
Right, I'll have to get that to you. Then you can have it. That way you take pictures, you can send them right to my cell phone.
Right. Okay, as soon as I learn how to use the camera function, I'll start sending you guys some pictures.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, it's a learning curve like anything else. I'm sure you'll master it. My kids go through that phone like nobody's business. They really know what they're doing with it, because they've had the iPhones for a while. It took me a little bit, you know, to get used to the Windows phone, and my wife still has trouble with it, but that's because I use it a lot more than she does. She uses it mostly as a phone. I've got lots and lots of pictures on mine. She's got about 3, so she doesn't know much about the some of the attributes of the phone. Over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR and 1LU Mobile. By the way, Rocky, stand by 1 second. Do you like the audio on Howie's phone? I mean, Howie's radio when I was at his place?
Yes, I did. Sounded good.
Yeah, it really got me psyched for getting that project underway and finished. It's pretty cool. I'm not, you know, I don't like the way he has his set up. He's got a toggle switch on the dashboard that you have to reach forward to toggle on. When you're done, you have to reach forward and toggle it off. I just want a handheld push to talk.
Yeah, I know. I was going to ask you how this microphone thing was coming along so I can look at that or get what you got to have to do it. But I know you've been busy lately, so I figured I'd wait till you brought it up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get cracking on it. In fact, I'll try to bring some of the paperwork inside the plant with me and try to organize the parts I have to order for it and get moving on it. You still have the mic I gave you?
Yes, I do. It's right on top of this little compartment that I got all my radios in.
Did I give you a circuit board, too, or just the mic?
No, just the little mic I got.
All right, well, I bought extra circuit boards, so I'll give you a circuit board. And as I progress with it, I'll let you know, and maybe we can set up one for you. It's pretty cool. It really is. And the audio quality on that microphone is really good.
I like it. Sounded real good. Over to you, Don. 82BOR.
BY2ZOZ. Okay. I believe the Barraham Fest, May 24th, I probably will make that one. I guess it's an early morning thing, so I'll try to get a good night's sleep. And Charlie, I wonder if you'll be going to the Barraham Fest. I've been to a couple of them. They've been pretty good. A lot of good stuff, a lot of good people there.
I don't think I've ever been to one, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I'll be there as long as the weather's not bad. If it's raining or crappy out, I'm not gonna drive that far for just an indoor flea market. But if they have outside vendors, that's usually where you find some of the better deals. If you want to get something new, you go inside. I'm hoping I might be able to find a C101. Either new, cheap, or used in good condition. Cheap.
saying, what, around 37 and change? That's, yeah, that is kind of high. I don't know, maybe I should just get a couple of tools and some cable and make them myself. But crimping on the, what is it? It's not a mini UHF. Or maybe it is a mini UHF on the other end. I'm not sure. Do you remember? Or is it a TNC?
The radio end is a PL259, and the antenna end is a UHF, but it's not a mini, it's just a regular SO239, I should say. So they call that a UHF mount. But I don't know if you could make one of your own. That might be a little difficult, especially since they use the really thin cable, you know, so you can route it through a trunk without smashing it to an extent. The one that's hard to, that's a little bit more difficult to assemble is the 3/8 one, because you have to get a you got a ground side and you got the center conductor going to the center pin of the 3/8. That's a little bit more, you got to take the mount apart a little bit more to put that on, but the UHF one is real easy. Now, Comet makes some, and I don't know if they're compatible with the diamond mounts, but they make a series of cables that can be replace bad cables on a mount. So you might want to look into that. And they're a little bit cheaper. They're like $28.
Yeah, that is substantially cheaper. I want to get a UHF mount. I have excuse me. I have an NMO mount, and I have a 3/8 mount. The NMO mount that I don't use, and I probably won't for a while, maybe I should get rid of it, is the mount that goes on the luggage rack, which is an NMO. So that might be going up to sale soon.
Okay, why don't you pick it up with Rocky? I'm going to get some gas. 337 over here. That's pretty good. It's 349 at the other place. So that's a significant difference for about a quarter of a mile apart. But anyway, let me grab some gas just to top off for the weekend. I'll be back in a minute. Go ahead, Rocky.
82 BOR, just let you guys know, I heard some rumbling outside. I thought there was an accident. I just had some thunder here, and it started pouring.
Well, that's no good, especially if you have a convertible with the top down.
How did I know you weren't going to come up with something? That was pretty good, Don.
I used to know a blonde joke. See, the blonde goes into, two blondes go into a mall, and then they come back to the car. And they go, oh, damn, I can't find my keys, and it's starting to rain. And one blonde says to the other, well, maybe we should call the the auto club. And she goes, yeah, that's true, because I don't want to ruin my car, especially with the top down.
What a crack of thunder we just had here. Oh, my God.
Maybe that was the good Lord responding to my blonde joke.
Possibly. I'm looking around for Comet stuff right now. See if there's anything out there.
I'd like to actually look at a Comet UHF mount. I know the diamond is, that's kind of a superior antenna mount. But the Comet, well, I have a lot of Comet antennas, and every one of them seems to be perfect, especially the ones for HTs.
the first mount I bought, Don, KD2BOR for ID. I got the Diamond K400 with the UHF mount. I got one of those on my door, and I got something I put together on my tailgate. Both are UHF.
WA2COZ. Which one do you like better?
I like them both. I bought one of those aftermarket mounts, and then I bought an original C101, and I made my own one up, and it actually came out cheaper than my original mount. If you look up that K400 with the UHF, they're right around anywhere from $69.95 to $75.95.
N1LU. Recognized, Charlie. Yeah, I think mine was, I bought it, was it from Gene? And here comes the craft disease. KJI. Okay, yeah, I got it from KJI. And, pretty satisfied with it, and I have a lot of stuff in my Jeep right now. I cleaned out my company van, and I cleaned out my office, and it was holding down the, what is it, RJ316 or whatever, and I lifted up the hatchback, and it didn't break. But it was really taut, and I'm going to have to throw my antenna analyzer on that and check it out. Over to you, Charlie. Hey, okay, very good. So, Rocky, you used the C101 on a non-diamond mount, and it fit, and it worked?
Yeah, I bought that. You saw the mount that I bought from eBay. I don't know what I paid for. You know, it looked just like the diamond one. And then I put a C110. According to what I read on QRZ, one guy had one for sale, but it's probably sold already, the C101. And he said it fit the Comet and the diamond mounts.
Oh, that's interesting. So I'm guessing then that the Comet cables fit the diamond mounts. And they're a little bit cheaper. Although I don't know if they have one. You may want to research that. I don't know if they have one that has the small coax on it. I'll have to look.
I'm looking at one right now. The part number of it is the Comet 3D4 Nancy. I can't tell by the picture, but it looks like it's probably got RG58 or something like that. One guy on eBay has got a starting bid of $11.99, but I'm just going to the internet and see. I can get a better description of it, but it's a UHF mount, and it's a Comet 3D4N.
Yeah, they got odd numbers on theirs. Yeah, I knew they had those, but I just don't know the cable they use.
I happen to like this 316 cable. I've got no problem with it. I did a little bit of investigation on my truck, and I checked the SWR on my tri-band antenna, and I checked the SWR on the dual-band antenna, and everything's perfect.
Okay, good. Let's see. Hey, Don, I'm parked. Can I give you a call on your house phone so I can get your number, your cell phone, your new cell phone number? Sure thing. I have the phone right here. And let me just find a piece of paper and a pen, and I'll call you in a minute. Okay, very good. Maybe you could also give it to Rocky. I will. Something might be wrong here. Your mobile phone, your old mobile phone, and your home number both have the same last four numbers. No, negative. My home phone ends in 88. Give me the last four of your home phone. 2388. All right, I hope I have all the rest right, or else I'm going to be waking somebody up.
be getting my number soon from Charlie.
All right, very good. And if Charlie, if you're listening, don't go by that part number I gave you, that Comet part number I gave you. UHF, but it breaks off on the other end to an end connector. And it looks like it's got heavier, you know, like 58 or 8X cable on it.
That's all right, stand by. I'm trying to put this in my phone. Well, Rock, I have to say, the Italians have the best taste in wine.
Being born into an Italian family, that's one thing I have never liked in my life, Don, was wine. I tried it. I go as far as I don't even drink sangria because I don't like wine.
Wow, that is definitely an oddity. All my Italian friends, when I went over for dinner, etc., they always had a big gallon of Gallo wine.
I remember my grandfather making the wine. I remember his grape crusher. I remember that when I was real young. And my cell phone just went off. I guess that was from you, Charlie.
Yes, it was.
Okay, I want to let you know about something here. I don't know what that guy was talking about in the USD magazine, because I'm looking at diamonds, UHF, mount, to PL-259, whatever you want to call it. 12 feet of coax, 12 inches. I don't know how much coax there is there, but guess what coax cable Comet is using?
No idea.
RG-174.
Oh, well, that's good, right? That's the thin stuff.
Well, I read the article in USD that you told me about. They said 174 has got a lot of loss. And I guess Comet's not having any problem with it, because that's what they're using. They're using the 174. Diamond uses the 316.
Yeah, but I think they were concerned with the loss, like over 10 feet or something. I have a feeling that Comet is probably only 6 feet.
Oh, okay. All right, but I got it in my truck. The mount that I have on the back of the truck has got the diamond cable, and then I made an extension with the rest of the 174, and I don't seem to be having any problem.
Oh, Rocky, I meant to ask you, too. I forgot all about it. I was talking about it with my wife. I'm due for an oil change. Do you want the business, or do you want me to just go somewhere else?
No, I ain't turning anything down. You could probably come down here. We can get an oil change done before you go to work.
Yeah, that would be great. What do you need to know about the car? Want me to just text you the information? The year, make, model, all that stuff. I think they use, at Mazda, I think they use the Castrol. It may be in my manual. I'll look it up, exactly what number synthetic oil they use.
Just text me the year, make, and model, and the engine size. I could look that up in my Mitchell program, and I can have everything here. It's probably a synthetic. I use a Napa synthetic, which is made by Valvoline. And it's also the new Dexos-approved oil that GM wants in their vehicles. You can use the oil in any car, but it especially has the rating for GM, and that's probably, Dexos is probably the best on the market right now, that rating.
Okay, and then you'll get the proper oil filter. Let me know when you have everything, and I'll make plans to leave my house real early. Bring the car in, and we'll look at the oil changed.
No problem. Just text me the information. I'll look it up today, and I'll make sure I have everything here.
All right. Very good. Good, Don. Over to you. Oh, Don, I sent you a text with my cell phone number in it, so let me know if you get it.
Yep, I got it.